you've just tuned in, you're listening to Laguna's only FM KX 93.5, and this is Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Kahn. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach, a meditation studio in downtown Laguna at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28, or you can go to www.omlagunabeach.com for more information about stress relief, meditation, and coaching. So today we're going to be talking about ordinary enlightenment. Now, the word enlightenment generally suggests something out of our ordinary reach. It connotes an arriving at something magnificent and otherworldly. In the Buddhist traditional meditation practices, enlightenment is actually considered our natural state, the one we return to rather than having to go out and find. And although this sounds simple, it's not. I mean, how many times have you thought, I can't meditate, my mind is too busy, or I don't have time to meditate because I have too much on my mind and too much to do? This kind of experience is common for most of us. It isn't easy just to sit there and do nothing and think nothing. But if we all have free and total access to this luminous, enlightened mind, isn't it worth a try? Now, in Anam Tubton's book, The Magic of Awareness, he talks about enlightenment as an ordinary experience. He begins with the conclusion that enlightenment is possible here and now. It is something extraordinary, and ordinary people can witness it. Everyone, men, women, children, the educated, the uneducated, because it's nothing more than waking up from a dreamlike reality to what is really true. What he's trying to tell us is that our mind is full of thoughts, ideas, worries, etc., and that this is what is causing us to suffer in the first place. That the whole mind game we play is completely made up, like covering the sun with clouds. The mind is an obscuration of our clear, unclouded nature. Now, our biggest challenge to finding this clear, enlightened state is the ego. It is housed in the mind. Everyone has one, and its main occupation is in making the unknown known. Simply put, the ego likes to know stuff. It likes to know everything, in fact. And enlightenment is the opposite. It's a reality where knowing nothing is the prize, where there's no more need or drive to make sense of everything and to simply witness everything just as it is. It's an internal battle where the mind is used to being in charge. And when we try to sit and meditate, the mind is showing you how the ego runs things. It's this constant resistance to the open space of the unknown. So it manufactures thoughts and worries and ideas and plans and all of our suffering, and it bounces from one to the other so quickly it's hard to catch it and to let it go. Anam Tubton says, enlightenment is everything our heart longs for: love, freedom, joy, peace, and meeting our true nature. Enlightenment satisfies whatever we're searching for because nothing is missing. It's not a religious phenomenon. It's simply reclaiming our basic sanity by not continuing to manufacture the big dream. We begin cutting the root of all suffering. So today's practice is about learning to see the difference between the mind that manufactures our perceived reality, catching ourselves in the act of doing it, in fact, and then letting it go and doing absolutely nothing. It's important to know that your mind won't be comfortable in this simple reality of not doing or knowing anything, so it'll keep coming back with a vengeance to take control again. And that's why we call our meditation a practice. It's something we learn to practice doing, sitting, noticing, letting go, just simply practicing how to go back home to our luminous, enlightened, happy place of not knowing, but just being enough just as we are. So let's go ahead and find a comfortable position. You can sit on a chair or a couch or sit up in your bed. I recommend that you don't lie down though, because you'll probably be snoring within a few minutes. And this is an awakened, alert experience of being. You can put a cushion behind your back. You can even put a cushion under your feet so your knees come up a little bit more. Or if you're sitting on the floor, put a cushion under your hips so your knees are lower than your hips. And start with 3 deep cleansing breaths to prepare for your meditation practice. Inhaling through the nose nice and deeply. And blow very, very slow through the mouth, like blowing through a straw. And again, inhaling deeply. And blowing nice and slow. As you do so, just noticing how your body starts to transition from your busyness to the simplicity of just being. Let all that last breath out nice and slowly through the mouth. And then allow the breath to shift in and out of your nose. And begin to notice what the breath feels like as it goes in and out. You can feel if it's an effort or if it feels easy. And just let it be whatever it is. It'll keep changing. Notice the temperature of the air as it comes in through your nostrils. And the difference as the warm air comes back out from the body and mixes with the cool air right in front of your face. And then expand your awareness to the air all around you, noticing how the air feels on your skin that's exposed, on your face or your neck, your hands. And notice the difference in the air that's under the fabric covering your skin. You can still feel air, but it's a different temperature. And you can really tune in to the sensations of the body to help you focus on the moment. Let your mind move into your feet and notice how your feet are feeling. And then move up into your ankles, your shins and your calves. Really noticing the bones, the muscles and the skin. Moving up the legs through the knees and the thighs. And try to let your legs be heavy. Moving into your hips, the floor of the pelvis, the low back and low belly. And see if you can soften, really feeling all the water elements of the inside of the belly moving out through the flesh and the skin. Moving into the sides of the body, the middle back and the ribs. Noticing how the diaphragm expands and contracts with each breath. Moving up into the chest and under the arms and feeling the tips of the shoulder blades move down the back as the heart rises and softens and opens. Letting your collarbones spread out towards your shoulders and your shoulders slide down your arms to your elbows and wrists. And feel the flesh of your hands, how different the skin on the back of your hands is from your palms. Lower your chin slightly and let your jaw soften. Let your teeth be parted so there's a little space between your teeth and you can feel the whole face relax. This is always a good thing to go back to during your practice, is softening your belly and your jaw. And that'll help center you. Let your eyes roll down and forward. They can be closed or open. Your face softening, your scalp softening. The back of your neck lengthening towards the crown and the crown of your head open to the sky. Then coming back and noticing your breath as it flows in and out. Following the inhale and the exhale and feeling the sensations of the body. And just trying to stay in this place of openness. It's kind of like the space where the sun is shining on you and you can feel all the sensations of it. And when the mind wanders, which it will, it's kind of like the clouds covering that sun, where it takes your awareness immediately into your thoughts. And you can quickly catch yourself and just say to yourself, just thoughts, just thinking. And come back and follow the inhale, the exhale, and feel the body from the inside out. And I'll check back in with you in just a little bit. Notice if your mind has wandered and just allow yourself to take a look at where the mind has gone. You can see how the mechanism of mind is creating these thoughts. It's just a habit, and you can remind yourself by saying, oh, just thinking, and come on back to the body, the breath, and the sense of openness that feels the present moment unfolding. Thank you. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Laguna's only FM KX93.5, and this is Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People. And today we're experiencing ordinary enlightenment, the place where we're completely aware of our body, our breath, the air around us, the sounds and sensations. Just an open feeling, giving ourselves permission not to have to do or think or know anything. begin to deepen your breath. Notice how your body's feeling, lengthening your spine again or softening your jaw or belly, really connecting deeply within, letting yourself be for these last few moments as you bring the breath into the base of the spine. Inhale, drawing the breath up the back, and exhale, letting the breath flow down the front of the body. Two more times, inhaling up the back, exhaling down the front, really sealing in that connection to that inner enlightened, luminous place of just being. You've been listening to Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People on Laguna's only FM KX93.5. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach, a meditation studio in downtown Laguna. You can give us a call at 949-415-6718 or go to www.omlagunabeach.com for more information. This is Lori, and I thank you for sitting with me today and wish you peace along your way. Om.